how important to you as a group of players is it that you beat Chesterfield and finish fifth?
Yeah, I think getting into the winning mentality. I think obviously we've drew the last two or three games, and it's not good going to a playoff game not having to win. So it'll be good to go in, win, play fifth, get the fifth, and then we take it from there.
Is that perhaps a symptom of the situation in the league? Because with respect to the oppositions you've faced, it's been pretty obvious for quite a while you were going to get in the playoffs, even though it was only mathematically certain the other day. Is that why we've maybe seen this downturn, a little downturn?
Yeah, I think performance-wise, the gaffer's been really pleased, but I think goal-scoring-wise, we haven't. So it's something that we need to change around. Obviously, we can't go into the playoffs only being able to score one, maybe two. If we can keep clean sheet, yes, brilliant. But we haven't been keeping clean sheets, and that's something to do with me so and the back four. So if we can do that, but like you said, we've been there for a while now. All the teams have been shaking your hand saying all the best in the playoffs, but really in your head you see we're not really there yet. But at the end of the day, we're there now. It's something that we can focus on. We can play Freedom this weekend and then take it from there.
Because how would you sum up this game in terms of a pressure game? I mean, neither yourselves or Chesterfield have really got anything to play for but for this jostle for fifth place.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot more freedom this weekend. I think Chesterfield themselves are really happy to be where they are, the sixth. Us, me personally as well, we're really happy. So it'll be one of them games. I think we can play with a bit of freedom, hopefully get some goals on the score sheet as well and take it from there. But it'll be nothing like the playoffs are going to be, that's for sure. But the gaffer said today already in training that he wants to win, and that's what I think, that's what you go out to do. You go out to win and perform.
If there have been these sort of little issues, little things that need addressing in the Chesterfield game, how important is it that you do go into the playoffs and face whoever you face with a decent win under your belt?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing coming to this Sunday's game, 12-15, is we haven't won since Doncaster, and that was four or five games ago. So it's important for us to breed confidence as individuals in the dressing room and as a team that we can say, look, we've won the last game, let's go on and win the next three or four games that we've got, take it on to next season as well.
Is the within the form of the season, this season has been, well, patchy. There's been great patches along the way, but patchy to say the least. Do you have it within you to win four straight, you know, to seal the deal on Sunday and then three games up to and including the final?
Yeah, I think most this season, you're right, it has been patchy. We've won, I think, three on the trot, and then we've either lost or drew. So it'll be important for us as a team. But I think the motivation's going to be there. It's something to play for. We're lifestyle, we're families. It's all on the court, it's all on the table. So it's important. It's a big game changer for everybody. So I'm sure that we can all knuckle ourselves down. And if it means someone coming off the bench to do that for 2 minutes, like Shea did against Tottenham, change the game on his own, really. And that's what we need something to do. But we're all ready for it, and I'm sure that everybody in the dressing room is too.
Because without wishing to move on too far from the Chesterfield game, because that's first, but Sheffield United fans this season have seen some really outstanding performances in the Cups. Yet at times, I suppose they might say, have Sheffield United gone for it enough in the league and had that killer instinct enough in the league this year?
Yeah, I think it's just the difference of the teams you're playing against in the Cups. They're way more of the underdog team, whereas when you're playing in the leagues, we're more like the Premier League type of team. So it's important that, like we're seeing against Barnsley, Doncaster, both teams went at it, we came out victorious. So let's hope that can happen into the playoffs, and that's the most important thing, I think. We're both teams need to win. If you don't win, you don't get to the next round or you don't get to the final. So that's what we're looking forward to. I think all the lads are very confident in there because of that reason. It's not just a stalemate, it can't be. It has to be a win or lose situation.
It's interesting, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago about some of the defensive issues. We saw you at Barnsley. I think we may have spoke to you at the time. You were outstanding that day, yeah, playing in midfield. Do you have a preference? Because, you know, fans all like to pick their favourite team. So if there's a couple of centre-halves available, would you prefer to be a bit further forward?
I think it just depends on the game. Obviously, I like playing at the back as well, and wherever the gaffer type of picks is, really, as long as I'm on the field at the end of the day. But when I play midfield, I know I've got that energy and the aggression of a tackle or getting forward to help out the front two or one, whatever we're playing. But so whatever the gaffer plays, really, I think he sees us more as a comfortable centre-half, which I am as well, and I do enjoy playing there. And that gives us the confidence to be where I am now, because if he didn't change us there, God knows where would have been. So it's important that the gaffer backs us to play where he wants us to.
All right, that's the diplomatic answer. If you were picking the team, would you put yourself in defence or midfield?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
Yes, you would play where you're asked to play.
Yeah, I would just be, wherever he puts us, I would be happy to say, yes, I'm looking forward to playing there.
Chesterfield, you're relatively close rivals, all right? There's a geographical boundary across the border, as it were, into Derbyshire. But have you been impressed by them this season? Because they, perhaps in difference to Sheffield United, are in the playoffs against expectation.
Yeah, definitely. They've come in, like, I was at the Star Awards the other day and the manager said, we've come in as underdogs. They've had two promotions, hopefully now, that's what they're going to have. So they play good football. They beat us already this season, which is disappointing. So we've got to get one over them as well, I think. So, but yeah, I know their captain, Ian Evatt, who's had promotions with Blackpool, a very good player. So they've not signed any bad players, they've signed good players, they've kept the core of the good players and they've just gone on from there. And at the end of the day, they lost the main goal scorer, but they've kept on scoring goals, which has been important for them. And coming into Sunday's game, you've got to expect them to score, so we've got to score as well, so it's going to be important.
Do you have a preference as to who you will end up facing? Because you won't know until after you walk off the pitch who you're going to get in the playoffs yet.
No, I've no preference, but if we look at it, Swindon, they beat us away very comfortably. They came to our place, they played really well the first half. They could have been 3 or 4 up, so they play with a lot of freedom. They play with a different formation, whereas MK Dons would play with a 4-4-2 or whatever. And we kind of know it's been very close. We should have beat them at our ground, I think, our patch. But at the end of the day, it's a cup competition. Anyone can knock anybody out, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm very confident going into it.